sex in Hollywood movies is the cinematic equivalent of Kraft cheese singles, neatly packaged, but not exactly the real thing. Movies can be sexy, movies can have sexual content, but sex, more than violence or even drug use, has the greatest chance of earning a movie an NC-17, or adult film rating. Adult movies of the serious non-XXX variety make a lot less money than movies made for more general audiences, and that may be why studios are reluctant to make them. But some of the most critically acclaimed movies of the past 30 years have been adult rated, and adults go to the movies. So, what gives? Film commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us from New York. Elvis, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So, back in 1921, the Hays Code gave Hollywood a list of do's and don'ts and be carefuls. That preceded the rating system as we now know it. But are movie studios still operating under vestiges of the old code?
I think it's different now, because in those days it was definitely a moral thing. Before the Hays Code, movies were actually very kind of friendly and funny and suggestive and were quite shockingly a lot more adult than people would remember. What happened in the mid-60s was that the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, was invented, and it basically came up with the self-policing code. And what that did was it liberated movies enormously, and it created a real kind of a golden age where you had filmmakers like John Schlesinger and Bernardo Bertolucci and Stanley Kubrick making movies that were X-rated and were thought as being ways to kind of push and reinvent the art form and deal with sex in a dramatically explicit way that made it part of the material.
Let's go back and listen to one of those shocking movies, Midnight Cowboy, which won an Academy Award for Best Picture. It's the story of Joe Buck, a young sex hustler who was played by John Voight, and his friend Ratso, played by Dustin Hoffman. Here's a scene of Joe Buck with one of his first customers.
One line again, sweetie. Set me up, will you, Tex? Maury's always complaining about his ulcers.
Yeah, well, I don't know what line Maury's in, but myself now, I'm a kind of hustler.
Oh, a person gone like a living.
Pardon me, ma'am?
I said a person's got to make a living.
Are you sure you heard what I said?
Sorry, Tex, my mind isn't all here. I don't want to be late for my date with Maury. Listen, sweetie, why don't you run along and take the number, and we're going to get in touch with each other real soon, aren't we?
I'm scandalized that you would play this kind of thing. Is that what put the
on
R
the
in National Public Radio, for gosh sakes?
No, listen, you wait. Could this movie have been made as effectively if it had to cut below that rating, PG, even R?
It's funny you mention that, because Midnight Cowboy was actually resubmitted for a re-release in the mid-70s, and it got an R rating. I think what happens in a lot of these cases is certainly it's basically reflective of the times. And the idea of calling somebody a male hustler in a movie in 1969 was so scandalous that it basically that and the material drew the picture in X rating. It wasn't for explicit sex. It was the material. And the NC-17 was invented in 1990 to try to reclaim adult films from pornographers. But by that point, there was so much fear that it could really not get advertising. Studios are kind of branded, again, as being purveyors of pornography. And as a result, movie studios are just run further and further away. Mostly, too, because the primary movie-going audience nowadays is 12 to 17 years old.
Do you suppose that what drove the nail in the coffin of the NC-17 rating was a famous flop called Showgirls, which was directed by Paul Verhoeven? It follows a young woman's experience as a Las Vegas dancer.
Have you ever done a lap dance before?
No.
Gotta talk them into it, eh? $50 a pop, you take them in the back. Touch and go. They touch, they go. You can touch them, they cannot touch you.
Oh, that's good.
That's the only 20 seconds of that movie you could possibly play on National Public Radio.
So, do we blame this one on the rating, or was it just a lousy movie? Did the rating take it down, or did it take the rating down?
Well, not only did that movie like basically drive the last nail in the coffin, as you said, but it also shoved the coffin into a crematorium. I mean, it really finished it off, because what it said was, sex is kind of a joke. Paul Verhoeven went so far over the line with this lurid and ridiculous movie that he basically said there's no place for it, and then it was laughed off the screen. It really is the movie that finished off any kind of serious attempt for a studio to address that.
So what's the movie about the little fish that gets lost? We're left with that, right?
Well, certainly we're left with that. And there's a great deal of invention in that kind of movie. I mean, there certainly is a certain kind of smart comedy that can be done for family movies. And that's the most interesting thing about all this, Linda, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because family movies are a lot more sophisticated than they've ever been. There's not a condescension in movies like Finding Nemo that assumes that they have to be sort of, kids have to be talked down to. But on the other hand, at the same time with movies about adult sexuality, there's this fear that this country isn't adult enough to accept that. And isn't that kind of a tragic conundrum to be in?
Thanks, Elvis.
Thank you.
Entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell is a movie critic for the New York Times.